The Lord be with you.
And with
you, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Morning, everyone. It's good to see you all. This is now the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. It is now, or at least we now have started to hear from the central climax. We're getting to the high point of John chapter 6, the Bread of Life discourse. 2 weeks ago, you'll remember, we heard our Lord perform perhaps one of his more famous miracles, the multiplication of loaves and fish, feeding 5,000 men. And then last week, we hear Jesus in the temple in Capernaum speak about how we need to make sure that we're working for the bread that endures into eternal life, right? Not for that which perishes. But now, Jesus is still here having the same conversation in Capernaum, in the synagogue, and he starts to unpack what he means a little bit more. He says to them, "I have come down from heaven. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him." And then he can almost feel it, like he's building it up. He's building it up, building it up. And then he drops an atom bomb. He drops a nuclear bomb, I don't know, a Moab or some, whatever you want to call it. He drops a huge bomb and he tells them that the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. At this point, as we will see next week, when we finish up the Bread of Life discourse, causes a tremendous amount of controversy. At the beginning of the gospel today, it says that the Jews were murmuring because Jesus said he came down from heaven. Next week, when we hear from John's gospel, it will say that the Jews were quarreling with each other. They were fighting with each other because he said that the bread that he will give is his flesh for the life of the world. So we'll go from murmuring today to quarreling next week. Why is that? Why is that? Well, it's because it's very confusing to the Jews. Remember, you got to understand, this is the first time they've ever heard this. And when Jesus says this, it was very controversial because it might, on the surface, seem that they're asking him, Jesus is asking them to eat him. It just seems very strange and very weird, and they don't understand it at all, and they get very upset. But what about us? What about us? That's them a long time ago. But what about us today? What about you? Have you ever heard something from someone that you didn't agree with, that you were very angry and then you got angry with, and you got, or Coach, have we always been happy? Just little angels, oh yes, whatever the authority tells me, I would be happy with. I don't think so. Amen?
Amen.
Perhaps when you were a child, maybe when you're a teenager, maybe something your boss tells you to do. But what about the church? What about the church? Has the church ever said something or done something or taught something that you at first were like, I don't know about that. It seems kind of strange. I don't know if that's really true. I don't know if that applies to me. And you kind of dismiss it. Or you start murmuring about it. Kind of like what the Jews did today. Now remember, our Lord is God, huh? Amen?
Amen.
Is our Lord God? Amen? I didn't hear you. Amen? Oh, okay. Good check. All right, good check. All right. Our Lord is God, and He loves us more than anything. And He will do anything and everything in His power to show us that He loves us. He'll do it so much, in fact, that eventually He's going to die on the cross for us. But He loves us, and He wants to empower us, and He wants us to have the strength necessary to run the race so that we can join Him forever in heaven and be happy. And so He gives us the bread of eternal life. Now, people like me have always preached. People like me and other people who you might know have always preached that Jesus is really present in the Eucharist. It's not a symbol. His body, blood, soul, and divinity is really present in the Eucharist. Do you believe that? I know it might seem kind of a strange question. I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, believe that. But I don't know. There might be somebody here today who's kind of on the fence about that. If that's you, if I'm speaking to you today, I want you to know something. I want you to know that the Lord is drawing you to Himself. The Lord is calling to you. That you are here this morning is testimony to that. It's evidence of that. And He's drawing you to Himself. And He's saying to you, my son, my daughter, I love you and I want to feed you. I want to give you everything. Believe in me. Believe in my church. And come to me. And receive from me the strength to carry on. He wants that so bad for you. But perhaps, maybe you're kind of on the other side. Perhaps, and I hope the vast majority of you are on this, maybe there's many of you here who have been believing for a long time that Jesus is really present in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. You've been believing that for decades, and you are an ardent believer. And perhaps, maybe even on Wednesdays or Thursday mornings, you come and do an hour of adoration here at the church when we have adoration. If I'm speaking to you, if that's you, if you've done that before, or if maybe you've never done the adoration thing, but you still strongly believe, I want to challenge you. I got something that I want to challenge you with. This upcoming week, on Wednesday, we'll again have adoration. If you do 1 hour, do two. Do 2 hours. See what happens. Spend 2 hours with our Lord this week. Go, whenever you show up, just stay for an extra hour or come back later. And if you've never done it before, or if you rarely do it, spend an hour with Jesus this week. Come by on Wednesday at any time from 7 a.m. all the way till Thursday morning at 7 a.m. So you can come at like 3 o'clock in the morning, Thursday morning. Spend an hour with Jesus and come to this church, come to your home, and kneel down in one of these pews. It'll be very quiet. Come and sit with Jesus or kneel before Him and adore Him and see what happens. I've been playing this game with Jesus for a very long time. I call it the staring game. Have you ever noticed? You ever played the staring game where you look at somebody and you wait for somebody else to blink, right? I've been playing this game with Jesus trying to see if He's going to blink. He has not yet done it. I keep losing, but I'm going to keep fighting, keep trying. Come and stare at Jesus for a while. See what happens in your heart. See what happens in your life. Come and stare at Jesus for a while. And if Wednesdays aren't a good day for you, that's not a good time for whatever reason, St. Peter's Church in New Iberia has an adoration chapel that goes for 24 hours a day, almost 7 days a week. It's all during the week, and it stops whenever masses begin on the weekends. So that's you. If you believe already, go spend an hour with Jesus this week. I know it might seem like a lot, but I'm telling you, that hour will fly by probably. Go and spend some time with Jesus and sit there and ask him and pour out all the questions that you might have. Come before him and say, Lord, I believe. I love you. Here I am. Our Lord is drawing you wherever you are. He's drawing you closer to himself, and he wants to give you the bread of eternal life. He does it not to try to confuse you. He does it not to try to make up these arbitrary rules to make life difficult. No, he does it because he wants you to be excellent. He wants you to be holy, to be happy. So today at this Mass, wherever you are, on the spectrum of belief, wherever you are, today, let us come before our Lord and simply say to him, Amen, Lord, I believe. Amen?